Well, there's never a dull moment in the weather office, and it looks like this week has certainly provided lots of entertainment for us here at World Weather Incorporated. The temperatures over the late weekend, early part of this week, were in the single digits, if you recall. We had snow falling across parts of the region. Well, the temperatures tomorrow afternoon will be in the 60s and 70s. Yes, you heard me right. 70-degree temperatures will occur in central and southern parts of South Dakota. There will be 80-degree temperatures in the central plains, and there'll be some temperatures slightly over 90 in Texas and maybe southern Oklahoma. And all of this in the same week that we saw freezes down to the Gulf of Mexico coast and into northern Florida. Well, we will go the other direction again eventually. Some cooling will occur on Saturday. A frontal system moving across the region Friday night into Saturday morning promises to bring a little bit of shower activity to North Dakota, the northernmost counties in South Dakota, and northern parts of Minnesota. Now, this precipitation is going to be very sporadic and light. There will be a trace to maybe 15 hundredths of an inch of moisture occurring with that. There may be a spot or two near the Missouri River that can get a couple tenths of an inch, but not much more than that. The precipitation will fall apart as it goes farther south into South Dakota and southern Minnesota later into the early afternoon on Saturday, but that's about all that we will see is trace amounts in those areas. And I think there could be a few wet flakes of snow that might occur in North Dakota and northern Minnesota very briefly on Saturday morning, but there certainly won't be enough of it to make a difference. Our temperatures will begin to recover a little bit as we go into Saturday afternoon and on into Sunday. The odds are fairly good that we will encounter another opportunity for cooling and some precipitation coming up as we move towards the first part of next week. Our weather pattern next week will actually turn a little bit more unsettled, and an opportunity for more frequent precipitation will take place, but that is probably not going to be a big issue until we get to the middle and latter part of the week. We do have a chance for a few showers of rain and snow possible on Monday into Tuesday across the western Dakotas, and maybe Tuesday going into Wednesday in the rest of the region. But the system that's going to bring that moisture is too far out in time to have a lot of confidence, and it certainly doesn't look like a big storm system at the moment. We will look for the temperatures to bounce around additionally, so after the big heat wave tomorrow, high temperatures both Saturday and Sunday will be in the upper 30s and 40s in the north and the 40s and some 50s in the south. We'll look for our nighttime low temperatures to fall back into some 20s and 30s late in the weekend and early next week, but we will certainly be warmer than that as we go forward through the next couple of mornings. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.